Dr. Saber stating an office note on patient Phillips Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Date of birth 4/10/1956. Date of service 5/24/2023. Per paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old white female who is presenting to my office because of chief complaint of hematuria and kidney stones. Past medical history includes history of kidney stone in 2021, mostly calcium oxalate. And most recently, she's had episodes of left flank pain with hematuria, must put on Flomax. She presents to my office for this complaint. Also, she has a history of chronic bronchiectasis and possible atypical mycobacterial infection and history of diverticulosis. Past surgical history includes endoscopic kidney stone extraction in the past period. Paragraph allergies. She is allergic to sulfa. Social history. Patient is married. Has had total of 3 kids. She drinks 1 glass of wine per night. She used to smoke 2 to 3 cigarettes per day. No drug use. She works for Rice University. She used to be a lawyer. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Father died at age of 82 from a stroke. Mother died at age of 82. She had congestive heart failure, arthritis, and gout. Brother died from complication of drug and alcohol overdose. Due paragraph. Review systems reveals headaches positive, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no weight loss, no night sweats, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melena. She does have painless hematuria for the last couple of weeks intermittently, no dysuria, no frequency. She does have nocturia up to 1 to 2 times at night, no straining upon urination, no incontinence, no vaginal dryness, no leg swelling, or other systems reviewed that are negative. Period. Paragraph. She had received 3 COVID-19 gene therapy injections. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. It's ENT, pupils generally acted to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tilt paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, no muscle S2, no members heard, no friction of her lungs, activity to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from April 2023 at Methodist Hospital. Her BUN is 20, creatinine 0.62, estimated GFR is 98, potassium was 4.0, sugar was 113, albumin 4.6, normal liver function test. Per paragraph, white count is 8.13, hemoglobin 14.3, platelet count 331, period. Urinalysis shows large blood and more than 180 RBCs per high power field. Period. Paragraph. CT scan, renal stone protocol shows multiple bilateral subcentimeter non-obstructing renal calcula measuring up to 6 mm at the right lower pole and 4 mm at the left lower pole. No hydronephrosis or hydroureter. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Nephrolithiasis bilateral. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup. Patient was given handout to increase her water intake to more than 2.5 liters a day, increase her citrate intake, decrease her oxalate intake, and her salt intake. Period. Paragraph. Next, diagnosis. Hematuria most likely related to her kidney stones. However, we need to rule out other etiologies. We're going to do a renal ultrasound and bladder ultrasound to follow on these stones that were evident in December 2022 on her CT scan. She may need a urology referral for cystoscopy. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to be seen in the office in 2 to 3 weeks to follow up and discuss the workup and make a plan for going forward. Good paragraph. End of report. Thanks.